Radio is now scheduling interviews for the 2024 season. Make sure you visit us online at whykingdomradio.com. Get busy.
Listening to Kingdom Radio. Listening to Kingdom Radio.
Every day will be like a holiday.
Oh, I know it will.
When my baby, comes home, I'll never have to worry.
What's going on, Facebook fam? What's going on, everybody? It's Kingdom Radio. My name is Ron. I always got my beautiful wife. Look how beautiful she is today. My beautiful wife, Laura. Today, we have a special guest all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. We got Mr. Turkelson.
Oh,
well, it's
Glitter Boy. Glitzer.
Oh, there he is.
Peekaboo.
There he is. What's up, Eric?
Oh, wait, hold on.
But wait, there's more. Ooh. Oh. Oh,
what's up, Roby family?
What's up?
There was like a real
unveiling. From the great state of Hawaii today.
Yes. What do you got there, bro?
Well, these are cherry blossom light sets.
They're freaking cool.
You like?
Yeah.
I would have liked them more if we had those available a month or two ago.
No, newly available.
Brand new. Are they RGBWW?
They will be.
Cool, dude. Cool. That's the new product this year? Another one?
We're going to have some of these available, but you got to get an early order in on that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
that'd be great for weddings.
Yeah.
Great wedding.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, just looking at my phone. The Houston Texans just texted me and asked if I would like to buy some overpriced football tickets.
Again?
Oh, is that for the game against the Browns?
It's for season tickets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are Browns?
Huh?
Scott will buy those.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, last time he went to the game, they lost. So I don't know how excited he is about the return. Yeah, as you've seen in the entrance video from one of the five of them, we were at the stadium with Scott, and it was fun until they, about halftime, they were getting their butt kicked, and it was like, sorry, buddy.
It was a great game.
I think this year you guys are in Cleveland, though, right?
Yeah.
It all depends. That was a playoff game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was playoffs.
Yeah.
I have to pull the schedule up real quick because I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like the Browns. But I tell you what, if there was a grade like, like an A+, B or C, and they got an A+ for apparel. They had the nice shoes shirt and the matching everything, the clutch and the whole thing. It's just everything was Browns.
Wait, you're saying Scott and Becky or just the normal?
No.
Becky
and Becky. Yeah. Becky really more so than Scott, but she had everything. I mean, it was from the bag to the this. I mean, they even had these personalized water bottles, which I thought that was over the top, but they had personalized water bottles that Laura had made for Scott.
Oh, that's
special.
Yeah.
He likes
water. The lame water. Lame water. Scott drinks water and from the tears of the Browns. So
hold on, I got somebody calling. I'm gonna have them tune in.
Oh, good.
All right.
I'm not seeing them playing the Browns. I'm looking at the schedule right now.
No, I don't think they play the.
Let me go back to preseason.
Scott, I'm on a podcast with my friend the Robies. Are you coming in?
No, I'm listening.
So Scott. Scott's like, I'm listening too. I'm listening. Stop telling about this story about the Browns losing. I'm listening.
If it's brown, flush it down.
If it's brown, flush it down. Yeah, that's the old saying.
Did you just make that up?
Actually, I got it from a tailgating party in Pittsburgh.
When Pittsburgh Steelers, the last home game of Ben Roethlisberger, and we took Brittany, the daughter, to the game, and so we're tailgating, and it was the Browns versus the Steelers, Monday Night Football, and that was one of the Steelers. We're tailgating there, and the Steelers fan was like, if it's brown, flush it down, and
his
it
facial expressions like are over the top. Over the top.
But anyway, we haven't forgotten that one. That's a little inside joke. It hadn't been there, but you can watch the video on Kingdom Radio. Nice. But Eric Turkelson, so last night, we seen that there was a video that was posted from Holodynamics, and this was a teaser?
A little teaser about the C9 Glitzer, the patented C9 Glitzer.
Of course it's patented.
Yes, gotta be patented.
No, of course, you gotta patent it or else someone will steal it. I mean, they're gonna steal it anyway, but it's nice if you have a patent, right?
Yeah, so we did a little video shoot last night with the team.
Yeah.
And showed both the Glitzer and then also with the RGBWW bulb. There you can see it right there. and with the oversized
Mary. Good evening, Facebook family.
Oh yeah, I'll turn the volume down.
No, you're good. Nice.
No, you're good.
Oh yeah,
no, we'll let it play out. Yeah, just let it play.
C9 patented glitzer. So as here you can see our oversized Merry Christmas with the snowflakes, all RGBWW. Okay. We're going to give you a little close-up right here of not only the new RGB glitzer, but also the RGBWW C9 bulb. So we'll be coming to you live, as you can see here. We just changed that into red. We've got green. Yeah. Scott's changing the controller. So we've got, oh, wow, we've got Merry Christmas, and we've got it in the red and green. What else are you going to show us, Scott?
Should we go to a little Halloween?
Let's do a little Halloween. Oh, Halloween. Hello.
Yeah.
You guys, if you have not gotten certified or signed up to get certified, you want to do that. We're actually going to start classes beginning the week of June 4th. Just by attending the half-hour class, oh, my gosh, the multi. How do you not interrupt on that?
That kind of C9 glitzer.
Wow.
Up there with the dynamic RGB C9 bulb.
Look how rich those colors are.
Pick a color.
So this is like something where you're giddy, like, oh my God, look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you finally got the product, and this is the very first install of putting it on.
Yeah.
Like a, well, Scott had it on his house for testing purposes, but putting it on a house and getting ready to sell the product this season. Mm-hmm. It fits into a C9 socket wire, so you don't need to buy anything different or anything crazy. Just screw it in there. It's just like a C9, but better, right? And this particular display, this is like a 15-inch spacing. One's a bulb, and then one's a spritzer.
Glitzer.
It's a glitzer. Yeah, and if you haven't seen the glitzer, I think we have a overlay that reads glitzer right there. C9 glitzer. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's it right there. And so this is the first day. So this is the reason why we're seeing so much excitement. But you actually had a full production crew out there doing it, which we'll see later and you'll show later, right? There's just a little sneak peek.
Yeah. Let's go with blue. I want to see blue again.
Oh.
Ooh, that's pretty. That is really pretty.
That's really pretty.
I know. That's really pretty.
So let's go green.
Ooh. Oh my God!
That's a hit. Scott, I see that you're doing colors. How about some functions? Can we get some functions in here?
What are we
thinking? Make a dance.
Let's do a little flash.
Make a little flash warm white.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my. You guys, you will want to get certified. Just by attending the certification, you are going to get samples and swag.
Ooh, swag.
So that's going to be really fun.
Teal with the blue highlighting it.
Love it. Oh, yeah, girl. C9. Bring that blue over here.
Guys, this is patented. This isn't going to be everywhere. So you're going to want to get an order in on these. These will sell out this year. This is going to be something that you're going to be able to do in pathways, roof lines, trees, pretty much do anything with these. The new glitzer is going to be the change. It's going to be the change of the C9. So we've seen that C9 for over six decades. Just a regular static C9. Now you have the RGBWW C9, but also adorning that with the C9 glitzer.
Adorning.
Just screw it in. Use your existing C9 cord.
Yeah.
E17 socket, you're good to go.
What do you want to close on?
Let's do the Christmas green red again.
The multi.
That was sharp.
So you guys, this is a nice thing. Let me see that remote.
So I push it once. Pushed it twice.
You're gonna have four presets.
Now push it again. We'll get the red flash going. Look at that, guys. Green. And then we'll flip it. I'll push the button one more time. That's all I'm doing. Wow. I'm just pushing.
That's all he's doing.
This is going to change the face of holiday lighting and decorating.
But hey, maybe the family likes all this color and glitz.
I love it.
From the C9 glitzers.
Show me some color.
WW means warm white
and everything. Yeah, it's a steady on the remote. Oh, wow. That warm white.
You guys, we have more to show, but this is just the sneak peek. Just a sneak peek. Throwing some different colors at it right now. We will be actually coming out with a video here soon. But again, if you want to get certified, we are going to give you samples and swag just for attending. It's about a half-hour session.
Yep.
Get certified. You actually get a certificate with your name on it showing that you have gone through the C9 Glitzer certification. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have fun working with the team, using some different products this year. So this is a good mix, if you look at this, of taking La Holodynamics Artistics with the C9 bulbs. This is going to be something a little bit different. So as Scott's got it on here today, thank you to the Holo Dynamics crew, our install crew, for coming out and decorating that today. Appreciate you guys. But if you guys can see up here, this is just one example of what you could do. So there's going to be people that will actually go up. Maybe they want to do three C9 bulbs and then a glitzer and do it that way. Maybe they want to mix up those colors by using more controllers. They can do that as well. But as Scott was showing here, I'm just going to show that remote real quickly. So this remote, you're going to have four different options just on the presets. You're going to have a Christmas, Halloween, Glacier, and then also a candy stick. So this is going to be fun. This is something that you can give to the kids. They can go play with it. You can create lots of enjoyment for the whole entire family. So
get certified.
That's the phrase of the week. Get certified, get your samples and swag. Look for some new videos coming out, as well as some new, Scott's got some really cool swag items that we're coming out with that I know you guys are going to love.
Sneak peek at the peak.
All right, we'll do a sneak peek.
Sneak peek without seeing the peak.
Sneak peek of the peak.
So we're using, what you're looking at, though, is 15-inch space port. That's all 15.
So the sneak peek of the peak, this is like a sneak peek of what this video is going to look like. And I know you sent me some pictures and video and everything, but this is really going to change the way decorating. Like, a lot of people don't know it because they haven't seen it. And as soon as they see it, they're going to say, where the hell do you get it from? Yeah. And where you get it from, if you live in the Houston, Texas area, I strongly recommend you just go to ChristmasContractor.com. All of these products that changes colors are available on there, made obviously by the manufacturers, Holo Dynamics out of Omaha, Nebraska. We definitely have a representative, the main honcho of the, for corporate, selling products for distributors and stuff like that. You're the chief sales officer?
Yeah.
CSO?
Yeah.
Yeah, of Holo Dynamics. So Eric Turkelson is our friend, and that's how we got plugged in. That's how you get plugged in as a distributorship. But the product is badass. I think what's awesome, and a lot of people don't realize how much money that you can make, is that you can turn a one-month season, a 30-day season, to a 45-day season just by starting earlier and things. Yeah. And then with this product right here, going out to do a Halloween setup, you can definitely start installing in October. You can install all of this stuff in October. You can hit Halloween type of theme or purple or this or that. And then the client themselves can change it to Christmas. If you have a house, you can really get creative with this product. It's not a traditional Christmas light, or we have people that want Diwali, or they want to have a wedding, or they want to decorate it for other reasons other than Christmas. That's why you see the politically correct holiday lighting. So if you have holiday lighting with these new glitzers, it's really going to open it up. And the fact that they change colors and all that is just a freaking game changer. We're happy to introduce it to the Houston area, but it's going to be introduced all over the United States. So this is the person to talk to. So tell us more about this film shoot, bro.
Well, and I think one thing to mention, too, is we will be with Kingdom Christmas here in July. So we've got a big July event that's going to be coming in, and we'll talk to you guys more about that here shortly. But that's going to be July 18th, 19th, 20th. So to put a plug in for that, we're going to have a lot of fun down in Houston. We're actually going to do some great certifications, which is going to be really fun. And for those that attend, am I going too far ahead?
No, there's already a comment.
How do we get certified?
Joe Lanoue says, how do we get certified?
Come to Houston, Joe.
That's a perfect, Joe. Timing's everything in this business, right? But we are going to do the certifications down there in Houston as well, which we will have the swag available, have a lot of fun. You guys can experience the products, get to know, obviously, Ron and Laura more as well, as they are one of our trusted distributors throughout the United States and in the Houston area specifically. So we're really excited to get that going, to get those in everybody's hand, because that's kind of the biggest thing right now is people are like, hey, we want samples. Well, the only way to get the samples is to get certified. So either you're going to do that at the Houston event or other events that we have throughout the year, or you can actually do that online as well. We've got Teams meetings that last about 30 to 45 minutes. When you go through that certification with myself or a member of my team, you're actually going to get a certificate that shows that you have been certified in everything glitzer. And then also you will receive a sample pack, which you'll get some of the glitzers in there. you'll get some other Holodynamic swag that we'll have included as well. So it's going to be really fun piece for us to do with the marketing and really help you to get that out to your clients, because it is very different. But one of the greatest things, not only is it patented, it's exclusive. It's not going to be readily available to everybody. So, I mean, there's
unfortunately,
there's going to be some places you can get it. Yeah, fortunately,
that
you
unfortunately.
Can get it. Right. So when you have this in hand, a really cool thing about this is the price point. The price point on this is magnificent. I mean, we were talking about this last night, just price per foot. I mean, it's just single digits when you go out there to try to do a couple feet using glitzers on the roof line or in the pathways. Even talked to one of our clients today that does a lot of indoor decor. She's going to use this instead of a lot of the ornaments on the trees. And again, this is going to be a more cost effective, but I think that when you get this out in front of your clients, they're really going to love it, because you've got the option of the color change. So you've got the RGB WW, and again, you're going to have 9 different colors, 10 different functions, including the presets. But when you add in all the preset colors, you get over 20 colors and then also those 10 functions. So that's on the RGB WW, but then you're also going to have available these in static. So the static even has a better price point, and your static this year will be available in warm white, pure white, and then also in the multi. So you've got a couple different things you can look at there. Again, the ease of install is really what we're focused on as well, not just the fact that it's really cool, patented, exclusive, affordable, but the fact that it's easy to install and easy to store. So it works, as Ron was mentioning earlier, it works with your existing C9 cord. So anything that's E17 socket-based, SBT1, SBT2, you're using mag cord, doesn't really matter. You can still use that with your C9 glitzer. Now, the neat part about it, they're 2.4 watts per piece. So whether that's going to be your RGB WW or your regular static glitzer, 2.4 watts. Our standard bulb that Ron carries as well, that's going to be 0.58. So if you think about it, it's basically 4 C9 bulbs equal 1 glitzer. So when you're kind of doing the power and going through that, but again, I'm just throwing that out as a little teaser, because that will be all covered in the certification, which you will also get a really nice PowerPoint that you can share with your install teams. So lots going on there. But yeah, Ron, we were really excited last night to get that video shoot going. We had a lot of fun with it. Probably stayed out there a little too late. Kind of got eaten up by the mosquitoes.
Too late. too late.
Yeah, we're about 3 in the morning.
We work in a business where we're working till like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning every single day. And then we were talking about you were out there too late. So I'm like, you didn't sleep at all, right?
Yeah, I didn't sleep. I told Ron this morning I did not sleep. I was excited. Scott started texting me. I think it was like 5:45, and he's like, "You up?" And you not too long after, you're like, "Are you up?" And it's just really fun. It's exciting to get something new out into the industry that everybody can use. Something that's, again, very different than what we've seen with just a C9 bulb. Of course, we've come out with the artistic, and those are the 4-foot sections that we can put up on the home. But this is just something different when you go out there and you're like, wow, I can just screw that right into the E17 socket base and I'm good to go.
Right. So that would go with this question right here that I know Joe personally, and he has several years of Christmas light installation experience. He knows what it's like to run multiple crews. You haven't met him yet, but I'm telling you, this guy knows what he's talking about. This is his first time seeing the C9 glitzer. He's asking if it screws into a C9 socket. Yep. Thanks for that question, Joe.
Yeah, these are just Lita. These are perfect. Perfect.
And time. The answer to that question is?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
In Nebraska, we really say hell yeah, because
we've got so much.
And, that's all we get every week is hail.
Things have been a little crazy around here too.
Another question was, how do you get certified? Now,
go ahead.
If I could answer that question, obviously you can, you know, talk to the person who's here right now and get certified. Maybe we'll even do some nice little group certification trainings, which would be cool on platforms like this. But obviously you can speak with Holodynamics. But if you're in the Houston, Texas area specifically, they're going to bring the show to you. We're here. We're local in the Houston, Texas area. We're still looking for a few last minute adjustments, some breweries and things we've reached out to, but we got a lot of people committed It is the Christmas in July, the Houston tour. It's July 18th through the 20th. So 18th, 19th, and 20th. Definitely save the date. There's going to be opportunities if you want to be a distributor of the product. We're going to have some dinners and stuff just for distributors. If you just want to get your hands on it, get a feel of it, get a free sample of it, get certified. We're also going to have opportunities for that for our Christmas in July Houston tour. So yeah, this is like a save the date. Let me remove this off of Eric's face here. But Kingdom Christmas Lights, we are so excited. Laura and I are so excited about this.
I don't know. It's still spinning.
Yeah, it's still spinning. And also something new this year is the Kingdom Clip. Now, I'll show you really quick. I have one, not just the American flag, because after what happened yesterday, I think we're seeing a lot of patriotism. We're seeing a lot of red, white, and blue, and we're seeing a lot of people trying to express themselves in a patriotic type of way. So we're definitely selling red, white, and blue and patriotic stuff on ChristmasContractor.com currently. But where's my camera? But we do have the Kingdom Clip is here, and it does the 45-degree angle, and it does the 90-degree angle, and I'll show you some illustrations here about what that does. So the Kingdom Clip is something that actually started 2 years ago, but it's taken that long to get it right and get it available. But if you look at this thing where it says normal roofs, if you clip it to a shingle, the top one, normal roofs, you can have the first one, and then steep roofs is the 45 right there, or gutters, you can put the clip in the opposite direction because the clip actually has a ribbed edge on both sides for a socket. So you can put it like that for gutters. So there's no need to have a this kind of clip or a that kind of clip. Only one clip is the only clip that you'll need with Kingdom Clip. So we do have that one. Also, we have magnet clips. And we have a great price on magnet clips. So if you're looking for magnet clips, definitely we have those. And there'll be some glitzer tattoos.
You want a tattoo? We'll do it in Houston.
I don't know if you're going to get the real tattoo like me, Eric, and Scott did when we were in Omaha, Nebraska. And
there was a lot of crying that night.
Showing it off here at this Raiders game, but in Las Vegas. But anyway, but if you want a glitzer tattoo, I think we will also have some temporary tattoos. If you want to be like us just for a day or two, you're more than welcome to get a temporary tattoo and stickers, and there's going to be swag and training. And this is an actual sneak peek of an actual, when they were taking the photo shoot, this came off of this iPhone of Omaha, Nebraska is where this guy came from. And here's another one with the glitzer only, 15-inch spacing. Yeah. And
so Ron, on that one, so when you go the peak right here, that's going to be 24-inch spacing. So we wanted to show some different views of this. So that one's going to be your 24-inch spacing. On the other side, we did the 15-inch spacing. So when we do just glitzers alone, 24-inch spacing looks to be appropriate there. But again, it's all what you decide to do. I mean, that's what's going to be great about this. So many people are going to come up with so many different ideas, and it's just going to be really fun.
I mean, tips and corners, I can see that all day long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, since there was another question from our friend Joe Lanou, who was asking about the cost of it. Now, I would say, where did he ask this question?
It was up a little ways.
Jesus, there's like 85 comments here.
We have another question from Jay as well.
Yeah, I'll get that in just a second. Is the
certification for the glitzer the same as the dynamic RGB certification, Eric?
No, so that's going to be very different. This is going to be all focused on the glitzer, how we can use the glitzer, how it's going to be installed. We're going to have several different scenarios, but it's going to be specific to that glitzer. So it's going to be very different than that one, Jay, that you went through with the RGB certification. But we will still send out decals and everything along with that. I think this is just going to be kind of like the RGB certification on steroids, if you will.
Jay also wanted to let people know that he has a house in Florida that you're more than welcome to go over there and throw some on his house. Obviously, if you can benefit from that, he will volunteer.
What part of Florida?
That's not just a house. That's not just a house that Jay has. That's a mansion.
He has a mansion out there. Yeah. Well, that's what you want to put it. You want to put it on a mansion, you know? That's the clientele you want. Yeah, Ron Patterson. I appreciate the comment, man. Hey, y'all. And what else we got here? Right here. So the cost difference compared to the LED C9, this is a great question. This is a question that a lot of people are probably asking themselves. In my opinion, if I can answer this one, I would say it's probably twice as much as a C9 bulb. So whatever price that you're buying your C9 bulbs for, it's probably twice that. So just think in your head what you're probably buying the bulbs for, and it's about twice the price. But instead of going 12-inch spacing, you're going 24-inch spacing. So it kind of equals out to be about the same price when you factor in those kind of things. So it's going to be around the same price, just a little bit more. But the pop that you get from putting these in there will be an added cost that you can't get Javier and Jose to put your lights up for $350 because, number one, they don't have access to that. Because remember when, you know, you're explaining to customers, I have commercial grade lights. This is not stuff that you buy at Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart or wherever the hell you bought your lights you want me to install for you. These are commercial grade lights. And you're explaining that to the customer. Now there's another layer where you're saying, these are something that you can call 15 contractors in the area. They don't have this. Only I have this, and that's the Glitzer or the 24-inch spacing socket. I mean, you could take the 12s and pop them, but this 24-inch spacing with this Glitzer gives a look that is going to be very unique to the market. I think it's going to be a big hit. And you might as well see into the future as I'm trying to show you the crystal ball of this is what's going to happen this Christmas. And just go ahead and get ahead of the curve and go ahead and put your order in. But it's still going to be good pricing in season, but not as good as it is right now.
Correct.
Yeah. So that answers your question there, Joe. We had another one. Let's see what else we have. The clip separates pros from amateurs and keeps the bulb in the correct orientation. Mm-hmm. That's from Joe. You know, there's an age old debate about, are all the bulbs supposed to face up or are all the bulbs supposed to face out? And regardless of what you want, there's not a clip that can offer you both. So if you want all the bulbs to face out, you have to get a shingle tab, because unless you had a kingdom clip that can go into the shingle and then all the bulbs can face out, or if it's on a gutter, it can go into the gutter and they all face out or up or whatever. Mm-hmm. Only the kingdom clip is the only clip that's out in America right now that offers that. So that's another thing that's, you know, exclusive. I think if you want to be successful in our industry, you need to offer a product that you can't find anywhere else. They have to come to you because no one else has it unless you gave it to them. So that's what I was thinking. So, I'll land there. What else do you have to say about the C9 Glitzer?
No, I was just going to mention into the clip since we were talking about that. I believe that also, Ron, if I'm not mistaken, will be in the sample and swag box that these kind folks receive when they certify down in Houston. Yeah. You there, Ron?
Yes, I heard you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, seeing these things, touching them, feeling them, this is going to be really good. You guys, these are high quality. Is this all commercial grade, utility grade stuff that we're talking about? And Ron, you mentioned something pretty interesting, and it's about that price, right? So when we talked about, it's about, you know, double what a C9 bulb is. But really what you get here is just on the value. So really selling this on the value. This is something we did in training down in Houston last summer, towards the end of summer, when we talked to people about selling on value versus price. This thing is, it's not readily available. I mean, this is something that's very different, something very unique, something people have not seen before. And it's all based on that E17 socket base. And this is simply screw it in to the socket and you're good to go. If you use RGBWW, you're just going to follow the same rules as our RGB. You're going to need a controller. You're going to have to follow that. You know, that's set up as well, but these are simple, really simple. But what it creates is something that's really elegant, as we showed with the warm white in there now. So this we feel is truly going to be a game changer in the industry. And if you guys are looking to get that, you've got some sources right here that are going to have that, obviously. But the certification, just to come on and take, you know, the actual class, again, it's 30 to 45 minutes for those that just tuned in. This is going to be over. So currently And this is Ron. We'll, Ron, Laura, myself will probably on some of these certifications on Teams meetings or Zoom. But then more importantly, also kind of towards that middle part of July, we'll be doing these face-to-face in the Houston area. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a fun summer with this. I was so excited last night. And that's why I couldn't sleep. And Scott and I were talking about last night. It really, you know, you're starting to see all this products coming to life. It's been something that has been on Scott's mind for probably the last 3 years when he first kind of came up with this idea. And we were actually at a trade show and he pitched it to me that next morning. He's like, hey, I had a little dream about this cool product. Maybe we can bring it to life. And 3 years later, here we are. And it has received a lot of just favorable results. And the funniest thing, probably Ron and Laura, when I talk to people about it and I show them and they see, even I've sent in some of the pictures from last night, the price point that people feel that it's at, it's way lower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Coming out and going, hey,
I thought it was $6, $7 each or something. Yeah.
That was
my person at Transworld say $20. I'm like, really? Are you just messing with me? But they're like, well, you know, according to, you know, how the spritzer is, because if you look, it's really got that look of the spritzer, but it's just 5-inch. But it was interesting last night when we were out with our team and we were looking at them. They just seemed a lot bigger than 5 inches up on that roof line. It looked like they were just these little mini spritzers going across the roof line, which looked really cool. So pathways, tree.
You know what else looked cool? Everything.
Me?
The well,
garland besides and your Christmas trees.
I
and
thought
wreaths.
What was really cool was the whose house is that with the nice little lake behind it?
Oh yeah, that's one of our customers' houses.
Yeah, I was like, dang, that's how it is. You living in Omaha?
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of which, before we go,
that was just their pool house though that we did. We didn't do the actual bigger mansion
side. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have I got 85 questions here. And I appreciate all the questions. Let's see.
I am answering as well as I can.
I know. Let me get to one of these here. I just had it. Someone was asking, I'll find it here in a second. This one over here. What is the anticipated lifespan for the glitzer? How long is this thing going to last?
Well, that's to really be determined. We're going to put a 3-season on it, just like we would on our C9 bulb. I think you'll get a lot of, you know, depending on how long you have it out. Some people, if you're going to have it out all season and you're going to put a maintenance agreement to your customers, it's going to be different. So I'd say that, you know, that's to be determined kind of right now. But we're offering a 3-season warranty on the product.
And if you stand behind it for 3 seasons, it lasts 3 seasons, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it can go longer. I've got bulbs, as you guys know, and we've tested bulbs that we've had forever. I've had spritzers when we first started making those about 7-8 years ago. There's a project that we do. And I would say that one that we did about 7-8 years ago, probably still 40% of those spritzers are still going strong. So again, sometimes it depends on where they're located. You know, what type of weather you're getting, all those things have to be factored in as well. But it is a commercial grade, utility grade product.
Good answer. Another question we have from YouTube is, does it change the light brightness when it's pointing out instead of pointing up? Because, you know, when a C9 bulb, when that thing's pointed at you, it's way brighter than when it's the side profile. Mm-hmm. That's why having all the bulbs facing the same way, whatever way it is, same way, it doesn't like, why are those brighter than that one?
Yeah.
Does the glitzer have the same kind of limitation?
Well, I think just different? Like where you tend to put the bulbs up, we tend to put them straight out. I think it's just a different look of when you are getting it, how the brightness is versus if that diode's sitting straight up like that. I haven't tried to put it up straight up. I don't know if that's even going to be a thing, maybe.
Yeah, probably not.
You do see like in the pathways, I don't really see that much of a difference when we're looking at the pathway versus on top of the building. We did a few test runs with our showroom here of running some pathways. Scott was just kind of messing with the, you know, the different spacing in between, whether that was 24, 36. Again, it's going to be completely up to you what you decide to do. And I think everybody's going to do a little something different.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing you're just going to want to remember is each one of those. Again, the brightness, you're going to kind of have to test that and see what that looks like for yourselves. But again, 2.4 watts is what is in these, both in the RGBWW as well as the static. So just something to think about when you're planning out, you know, your...
you're talking about incandescent math.
Yeah, so LED, everybody thinks LED. Well,
I'm not saying it's like back when, you know, anyone was installing Christmas lights back in incandescent, you had to have a plan, a game plan of what you were going to do. LED people, usually the smaller contractors, no one even hires them to the point where they have a job that's so big they got to figure anything out. So it's right. In their mind, it's just unlimited. Now, this one does pull more power than a regular C9 bulb. So it could be unlimited for most people, like a normal size house. But if you have a huge project that they want a bunch of stuff, there might be some math and some consideration of this mini. So that's what the training's about, right?
So typically, and again, a note or side note or some of the notes that we'll cover in there. Like if typically you go out and on a C9, you're doing a run of 300, then on this, you would do a run of 75. Again, you're just taking that, dividing it by four. Sure. Again, our C9 bulbs run approximately 0.6 watts. These are 2.4. So it's really easy to do the math, whether that's going to be in the RGBWW or in your regular static bulbs. Now, here's the other thing that's really cool. And this is something that you need to start thinking about for next year for our customers out there, is if you do want them in a custom color, let's say red, white, and blue. And these would be the static ones. So this is the lower price point because, again, it doesn't do all the great things that the RGBWW does. But if you want them to be in red, white, and blue, or blue and white, or green, purple, and orange, those are colors that we can make. And the minimum order quantity is 500 on that, which is very small. So if you think of the C9 Glitzer, almost think of it as just like a C9 bulb. And then when you order a case of C9 bulbs, it's 500. That's all we're saying the MOQ is on that. We may have a little bit of time yet, a little bit of a window, but that is closing in quickly. And that's something.
So you're saying there's a chance. Yeah,
there's a chance, but it's something I'll have to refer to Scott to see, because again, we're doing mass production on the RGBWW in all of our standard pure white, warm white, and then also in the multi. So if that's something that you're interested in and you want pink or you want blue or other solid colors, that is an opportunity, but those are a 500 MOQ.
Well, we have one person. Can it be used with the Kingdom clip? And actually, in my opinion, instead of the straight position, if you click it to this 45, you can put it in here and put the glitzer that goes down at a 45-degree angle that points to the ground. I think would be great with the Kingdom clip. So thanks for that one, Joe. And we have...
He's coming right on par today. I mean, he's like right there.
We also have Jay Cohn. He was asking about a few things, but one of them was about putting these into trees. Yeah. And I think that's also a great application that we haven't really spoke about yet.
Yeah, and Jay, this is going to be, I'm telling you guys, this is going to be unlimited. What I see probably happening the most, pathways, roofline, right? But there's also people that are talking about, you know, when you do it off the flagpole and you do kind of with a C9 bolt and you do like a faux tree, I could see that with putting those on the guy wire.
Oh, 100%.
And
that's going to be amazing. You're going to be able to
create about that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Really cool trip, but I really do think, you guys, it's going to be unlimited. We're probably going to be also with Kingdom Christmas and with some of our other friends offering probably some fun contests of you guys going out and creating different ideas and designs with these.
We're going to get access to Eric's wallet. We're going to have a contest. You can have everything in it if you just send me
or something. It's basically Scott's wallet. I got Scott's credit card in here.
It looks really thick.
Scott, if you can't see it, I'm giving it here right now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to see the numbers. Good. Yeah. Everybody replay that. It's Paul's right there. Yeah. Anyway, it's like, what did I buy? I bought a new refrigerator. What happened?
The Glitzer refrigerator. That's something new, Jay. I know Jay was
the Glitzer
Jay a little while ago used to use a 3D printer. And what's interesting, Jay, is that all of our initial ones that we have used, we've created the mold and those are being produced right now. But these were actually, the one I'm holding right now is a 3D printed version of that, which is insane when you think about like 3D printing. But I know I had talked to Jay here a couple of years ago about some 3D printing and just the things that you can do. And it's amazing, like stuff like that. It just kind of blows your mind.
Yeah. Speaking of mind blown, I do have another 80. Okay, so here's a technical question that normally when people ask me these questions, I'm like, you just plug it in and it works. I mean, what's all these questions about?
That's all we got today.
But
join the certification.
Jay's like, is the glitzer convex or concave? So that's definitely a question I would.
Oh, so it's if you're talking about the diode on it, it's a concave bulb.
Oh, there.
Concave.
Yep. So a nub, it's right here.
Oh, it's a concave.
Scott was joining in. Let's see what Scott was going to say. Let's bring Scott into the meeting.
Oh, Scott Hazy, everyone. Scott Hazy.
Hey, Scott's on. Everybody's Scott Hazy. Scott, did you have a question? Hello? Oh, he wanted to say go Browns, dog pound.
Oh.
The 5mm chip and diodes on there.
Yeah, 5mm. But that'll be your concave right there.
No, look at this. We have Scott listening live, phoning into Eric to correct him.
Well, it wasn't more of a correction.
You should answer 5mm tip.
We don't correct each other in holiday
night. No, you don't.
Answer conversations. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, homeboy Scott. Yeah.
No, so 5mm.
Yeah, it's a little 5mm. It's like a spritzer with the 5mm on the end, which the actual spritzer doesn't have.
And you're going to have.
The glitzer has the 5mm.
Yeah. So there's going to be 10 diodes on that glitzer.
10 diode, 5mm. Yep.
Okay. This is on the rubber right here. That's the color that they're going to come in. So you'll have all that rubber that will be white. But again, if you guys want to do some specific colors, there may be time. That's something we'll have to follow up on to see if we still have a window. If not, that's something definitely available for 2025. But for right now, what we are stocking is that warm white, pure white, and then also the multi. Another thing I didn't mention, Ron and Laura, on that RGB WW bulb that we've been working on for several years. When we came out with RGB, regular RGB, we thought that was pretty cool because there was really nothing like that. It was just the static bulb was available in C9. But then everybody's like, well, what about warm white? And you're like, well, can we enjoy this for a minute? Yeah. And we worked on the warm white that's actually at 2700 Kelvin temperature. So that's going to be spot on industry standard, which it looked beautiful. We had it out there. Obviously, you guys saw it.
You're talking about when you say industry standard, you're talking about if you've been using a manufacturer that has an industry standard warm white, it's going to match the same thing that you already got. So if you're not using the products Holodynamic, just switch over. It'll match is what you're trying to say.
that's a better way of saying it, actually.
Yeah, I made very sure eloquent. That the whatever the terminology is, Kelvin rating, whatever. Yeah. Just when you switch over to us, you don't have to worry about the stuff doesn't match. I'm making sure it matches industry standard.
Ron's not wrong. Whether it be our C9 bulbs, our light sets, our garlands, it all matches. It's all going to match perfectly. So
from year to year and from brand to brand, if you have industry standard, it's industry standard. We have a bunch of other questions. Let's pound through these really quick.
Okay.
This person is a bar owner and he is in the Texas area. He said, just joined. I do a lot of interior trim, man cave lighting stuff. He's a interior designer kind of stuff. But he doesn't know a lot about Christmas lights and he wants to see what kind of application could you probably implement these glitzers
on interior.
So I would say impractical, tactical, official. Join the certification and we can do those and take you through and I think you'll be amazed of all the different applications we can use with this. But interior, exterior, I mean, it's going to be good for both. And I think you're going to be getting a lot of good looks. We're talking about people that do a lot of tent events. So I have a lot of wedding event customers that are loving this. They've ordered a ton of the warm white just because it's going to look amazing in the tents and as pathways up to the reception hall and whatnot. So there's, again, you guys, there's unlimited amounts of different things that we can use with these glitzers.
Yeah, I think the thing is, for me, it's like I'm in the Christmas business. You're in the holiday lighting business. When someone's like, hey, I want some lights for a wedding, and they're like, what do you have? And you're like, I got Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice to say, well, I got Christmas lights, but this is more like, just for any kind of party or wedding or event, or you can put these up there and it looks cool for a lot of different other reasons, not just Christmas. So that's why I like this one. It kind of gives you, you can use the product that you bought and you don't have to wait till next year to use it again. You can use it all throughout the year with different kind of stuff, occasions, or decorating a bar.
Yeah, 100%. And what I'm thinking about too, Ron, we've got our friend Lee, obviously, mutual friend of ours that does the letters. I'm really interested to see how these glitzers may perform in that application as well. So again, it's just going to be, there's just so many different things that we're going to be able to do with this, but for impractical, tactical, official, reach out to Ron, get set up on the schedule, whether that's going to be in person or Teams meeting, and we'll get you certified and kind of go into that in further detail and talk about other ideas that we have as well.
Yeah. And then, We have Grizzly Greg. Grizzly Greg, I know this guy as well. He lives out in the woods in the north northwestern part of where only you can prevent forest fires. He lives out in that area, and he wants to know if it's bear den friendly, because that's what the world really wants to know.
Then I believe so. I would.
You're okay.
You can totally line the den.
Yes, yeah, always.
Laura already responded. Grizzly, most deaf. Is
den approved.
Approved.
I mean, just line the whole entry. Yes. You got all lit up.
The bear application.
Perfect. I mean, if you're male or female, you get, you know, you want the kids to come home.
Hey, there's going to be some wild ideas of how they're going to use these glitzers, and we want to hear all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well Jay thinks there should be a glitzer chandelier.
You know, Jay,
like one of those deer, the deer antler ones with glitzers.
Antlers, like an antler chandelier.
So many opportunities.
But it does screw into a C9 socket wire. So, I mean, pretty much, you know, anyone who knows, you can put a male and a female and some lamp cord and put it just one socket pretty much anywhere. I mean, you can make anything you want to. It'd be crazy. And yeah, we got a heart for that one. And we definitely got a cool for that one. And you can rent for different venues, a whole bunch of stuff. But I tell you one thing we haven't really talked about that is the game changer equally, if not more, that's going to be as far as the volume is concerned, is the C9 bulb that screws into the C9 socket wire that changes colors. But not only does it change colors, this is the very first year it changes to warm white, which is the most important. Or you also have an opportunity to get a bulb that changes the pure white, but it also changes to any other color, and it does all those patterns like you were showing.
Yes.
If you're not getting the glitzer and a customer is just wanting C9 roofline, which is all of them, that you can give them, and just you don't need like, hey, does Javier have the green bulbs, or you know, did Billy get the red bulbs on his truck? Because damn, I got this candy. This it's just one bulb, and it's any color you want to, and it's a great price for these bulbs and these switch colors. This is gonna be a game changer. Let's talk about those.
Yeah. So with that, again, everything's controlled with the one remote, and we are doing certifications on those as well. So I'm glad you brought that up. So whether it be the C9 Glitzer certification or the RGBWW certification, we'll take you through kind of all the ins and outs of both. We'll talk about wattage. We'll talk about application, storage, designs, all sorts of things like that. But with this, whether it be the bulb or the glitzer with the RGB or RGBWW, the nice thing about it is the one remote controls it all. So you could have 10 different controllers out on the home. The one remote controls everything, and it syncs up automatically to that. So presets that you'll have available, really cool things with Christmas, with Halloween, with Glacier and Candy Stick. Having these available, this is something that was new as we created, kind of upgraded our controller, giving Christmas some new life where we could go in and actually say, okay, let's make Christmas where I can actually hit red and have a flash green, which was really cool. We hadn't had that before. So there's additional elements that we've added into the controller, which gives you the ability to even go out and create even more designs. So that too is going to be cool. So either certification, if you guys get a sample pack with both. So if you haven't gone through our RGBWW bulb certification, I would highly recommend you do that as well. You can sign up going through Ron and Laura, or we can do it through sales@holodynamics.com. Either way, we'll get you guys certified so that you can start using this product. And again, it's something that it's not widely available just to everybody. I mean, there's not we're not selling that bulb at retail. These are things that we're selling out to our wholesalers and distributors so we can get you unique products. Things that you aren't seeing every day, kind of like when the star shower came out and you'd see that at Walgreens and CVS. And it was just a bunch of green and red dots on the houses, and people would sell out. And then you'd go into the neighborhoods and 30% of the homes had red and green dots on them. Nobody was being real creative or, you know, standing out from the crowd. With this glitzer, you're going to be able to stand out from the crowd, and your neighbors are going to be like, wow, where did you get that? Or who installed that? I think this is going to be, it's so different. Even putting it up on our customer's house last night, as people go by, it's like, wow, what is that? We've never seen anything like that before. That's the kind of feedback that we're getting. But gosh, the price point and being able to sell on value, that's really what's going to make that the game changer in the industry.
I think so too. I mean, if you already have C9 custom lights on your house, you don't need to buy anything with the exception of the bulb. And then you have to obviously get the tail in this little, it's like $20, you know, kind of adapter that you connect to the line.
Coaxial converter.
But it's like a coaxial converter. Excuse me. I need to go through the training.
No, you're fine.
You know, but
we don't correct you. We enhance the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. So exactly. But yeah, so you just put this little teeny, you know, just like where a male and female, you just put, you know, this one little clip on it and you put this little adapter and all of a sudden the same light and the same clips and the same everything that you already have, you just screw these bulbs in instead. And now you have this new product. So this is awesome. And I have another question from Jesus. There are so many questions here. I appreciate everyone for asking all these questions and stuff like that. I'm sure Eric Turkelson would love to give away a free prize here in a second. But one question is, how much does it cost for the certification?
So the certification originally, when Ron, Laura, myself, Scott, our other distributors got together and what we wanted to define as a price was about, what were we at, $2,995? As where our starting point was.
We've actually
brought that down to
the comments just stopped. No, I'm joking.
We've actually brought it down to $350.
Yeah, $350. $393. Yeah.
$393.
So it's free. It's never cost to do training with us or with Kingdom to go out and learn about these products. The idea is to get these into your hands and then allow you to sell them better, to install them better, to come up with different ideas. So there's no cost to them.
Let's be honest. The idea is I want to get them in your hands, but I don't want you to then put your phone in your hand calling me asking me how to do it. I want you to get them in your hands and just install it, and you know how to do it. So when the customer goes, hey, I have a question, you know the answer.
Yes.
They'll be like, that's a great question. Hey, Eric. Are you like, hey, let me just train you how to do it. Then I'll give you the product. And at least if you call me, it'll be something other than what I've trained you on.
Yeah. We want to certify people, make them Glitzer or RGBWW experts in that.
Yeah.
But one of the things we didn't really mention, Ron, and some of the products that Ron and Laura carry as well, isn't just when we look at the whole experience that we create with either the Glitzer or incorporating the RGBWW bulb into that, there's also complementary pieces as well. So being able to go out and put like the Merry Christmas that we showed earlier, snowflakes, wreaths, garlands. I mean, it's really unlimited. We've really created a full offering with Dynamic RGB, RGBWW. So you can go out and really create this experience, and the homeowner don't feel bad about giving them the actual remote because there's nothing really they can mess up here. I mean, it's that simple. But being able to give that to them, you can create one night could be a peppermint theme. The next night you're going in and doing a Frozen theme. So all really cool things that you can do. If you want to keep it up longer, what we offer some of our customers is a maintenance agreement, because as we know, holiday lighting or Christmas lighting, as Ron likes to call it, it's temporary, right? So if you are going to keep it up longer, you have to understand that, you know, it's not meant to be up longer. But if people are willing to pay a maintenance agreement and they know that they may have to, you know, even on the clips, they may have to replace some clips or bulbs or things like that. Those are also ways to increase revenue and put more money to the bottom line.
That is a good question right there. Yusuf asked, can the Glitzer be used with what? Can the Glitzer? I'm telling you, there's like 8,000.
Wow, even
8,000 comments scrolling over here. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so many comments. But can
got
the
a
Glitzer,
question from Yusuf.
Yeah, Yusuf, can the Glitzer be used with regular RGB controller, or does it come with a new controller?
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring Yusuf over and Yusuf can actually answer his
question?
Let's get up for Yusuf.
Come on over.
Yeah, Yusuf, get over there.
Come on over. You just kind of stepped into as grizzly bear or into the den, right?
I know, dude. I'm telling you, I'm looking at this. There's like 8,000 comments over here.
So just so that everybody, like some of the people, some people have been making comments. You can, there is RGB C9s, there's RGB. You know, and RGBWW, C9s, mini lights, greenery, spritzers, glitzers, trees, cherry blossom trees, and the I don't even know what you call them, the snowflakes and what the stuff, the sleighs. It is all kinds of stuff that is RGBWW. That's all controlled by the same remote.
Yeah, because we did the
tons.
We did the
tons present. Of stuff.
We did a present in it with the RGBWW that was really cool. I mean, you can do a lot of things with the mini lights. You can drape them down. You can have a light wall that we've done. No?
Yeah. A couple new things, too, and just so I don't lose Yusuf's question here. It brings up a great question. And
don't forget the furniture. Don't forget the furniture.
Yeah, don't forget the furniture.
You know, after being at Holiday Dynamics as long as he has, he should be sitting here answering questions and fielding questions.
Well, he will be on the next podcast.
He's been through a certification, I'm sure. Yes. You know, here he is still asking elementary questions.
I think more of what Yusuf was trying to do is team me up to make sure.
You covered everything.
Again, he's just enhancing the conversation.
Yeah, pitching it right down the middle.
One of the points that he made with the new RGBWW, that does take a different controller, but with that controller, it will be able to control everything. So just to let you guys know, there is a new controller, which we will, through that certification, we actually talk about, so you know, but the price point's still the same. We've kept that price of the controller the same, although it does a little more than the last one did, still the same price.
Yeah.
But you will need, if you're using the WW, you will need a different controller for that.
Well, the WW controller, like from the mini lights.
You could still use, if you have old RGBWW controllers, it'll still work on the mini lights and everything else that it's worked on before. If you buy all new mini lights, that controller is still great. But if you're using the RGBWW bulb, that's going to take a different controller.
Yeah. And let's say this, because now that we've talked about the product, and if you're not in the Christmas business, you know, you may not understand it on the level that we are, because every year it gets earlier and earlier, because it's more and more that you have to prepare for, to the point you just can't do anything else but this. But that, it takes time to get there. But if you're looking to actually start a Christmas light business, there's people to talk to and things like that. But Eric Turkelson is a great person to talk to. They've been doing business for, like, in Holiday Dynamics, been doing it for like 20 years.
37, 30 something.
Yeah.
37. I'm talking about Eric.
Oh, I know. I'm not even 37. Yeah.
I mean, 25 forever.
Yeah. But the things that you need to get started, if you have like a landscaping business, if you have a roofing business and things like that, and you're like, hey, I just need to know kind of what I need to buy and how do I get started? You know, there's a lot of people in the country that knows these things. Our friend Eric knows them as well as we do. If you live in the Houston area, would love to get you started with, you just start with this and here's the next step and here's this, but you can make a lot of money and it could really change your life. I'm living proof of that.
Yeah.
But speaking of another person who teaches people is Jason Guyman. Mm-hmm. I spoke to him yesterday at length and I really was talking about a mutual friend of ours, David Morrell Senior.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Here we go with this.
I was like,
hey, where's David's comments? Where's his questions?
Yeah, you know, David, he's busy.
Hold on, Ron.
It is still May 31st.
You guys, I failed. I didn't put a prize out there to begin with to say whoever has the most questions and comments would win a prize.
Oh, David.
That's why.
David, I'm sorry. That's on me. It's on me.
Yeah, but the amount of activity that, you know, Jason has gotten from that one is just, it's really kind of opened your eyes of when you say, hey, I got I have $100 for whoever will do the most work and try the hardest over the course of a week. And then you'll have a lot of people that work for you or whatever, or they're associated with you. And they'll say, it's just $100. I'm not going to do that. But people will work a lot harder when you put a monetary thing like a hat or something that, in his situation, it was like a pitch hopper, which is a roof safety, thing that it's a triangle that you put onto a roof, and it has around $100 value after you mail it and things like that. But there is so many people that have responded to that. If he would have put $100 cash, they wouldn't have, but just the psychology of people working harder for like a prize of some sort. I mean, that it's been amazing. And our friend David, out of all the people I know, he's a great guy, but for someone who sells out to that point, commits themselves, regardless of what it looks like, just putting yourself out there. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to try my hardest and I'm going to win this. I don't care who's against me. And I don't even care that the contest is even for anything.
Yeah.
It's just that there's going to be a winner, and I'm a winner, and I'm going to win. I admire that about David. Yeah. And it's really a good lesson as a business owner to take that application and apply it to your own business. And like you said, it's not really about being a copycat. It's okay to be a copycat as long as you're copying the right cat.
That's right. It's 100%. I heard that. I gave that to Ron, and I didn't come up with it. That was something I learned from another speaker that we listened to.
Yeah, Christmas spirit contest. No, we need to have a contest right now. We need to have
We're not talking about that, Joe.
We need to have a little trivia. No, we're not. We need to have a little. We need to have
I got it. I got it. The answer is eggnog. Did I win, Laura?
You know, that's some bullshit about what happened in Vegas.
Wait, we're not going to pick that scab on.
He won.
Hold on.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he won.
No, I'm going to play the tape on that one. That was bullshit. We're not going to get it.
You know that nobody else won anything. I still have the chocolate right here.
Yes, but I did.
Have the money bag.
It's chocolate. It's in concert with what you were saying about David. Winners win, right?
So for the backstory, for those of you who don't know, freaking Turkelson beat me at a Christmas trivia game in Las Vegas. It was last May or something. We were at a Christmas convention with friends of ours, and Kingdom Radio had our very first live booth, and we were doing we were interviewing people, and we had like a little, you won, and you know, all this kind of like button. So we're doing the Christmas trivia, and then it was like, you start asking the question, and then as soon as you know the answer of the question, you say, oh, I know the question. But then Laura is such a sweet person. He was like, so what is the, what song does, and then he's like, I know. And he's like, that comes with this drink, eggnog. And it's like, you're supposed
to. No.
Yeah, it was complete bullshit.
You have a red flag. I can throw the.
Yes, throw the flag. Throw the flag.
Yeah, because Laura, here, Ron.
Ron is a very poor loser.
Ron, somebody
he doesn't like to be
kingdom.
Beat.
So, hola, my friend.
Ron, I know you trust your wife. I know you trust your wife. Laura is very trustworthy.
What's up, son?
Laura knows that I won fair and square. And here's the thing.
He did really win.
It was a rigged election. It was
Ron, as we talked about last night, sometimes people don't have the proof, right? They don't have any proof. But guess what? I had the proof. It's okay, Ron. Winners win. Just like David. Right. That's kind of my segue for David.
Crazy. Yeah. But anyway, that was, I mean, if someone beats me in Christmas trivia, and if you beat me fair and square, I'm okay with that. But when you beat me on that technicality right there, that was something that we took away from Vegas.
It wasn't one question. It wasn't just one question that Laura asked.
Well, it was like 2 to 3 or something.
Ron needs
it
to
was
brush
like
up on Christmas trivia.
Yes.
All right.
And they were not easy questions.
Make sure, Laura, that Ron spends time on the Hallmark Channel. Christmas season.
You love Christmas. You're in a Christmas business. You should know Christmas things.
Some other time, I'm not going to bore people with the details, but some other time, I'm going to play that tape. And believe me,
I've watched the Monopoly game go through.
Laura, we've relived this. I relived this in my dreams. I mean, I'm just heard so much.
Like, I'm not a sore loser, but. All right, what are we giving away, bro?
That's funny. What do you guys want to give out? Should we give out a
people online, we have so many people responding, we have to figure out a trivia question. give away at least something that you can hang like I have in my garage, these spritzers. We have to have a spritzer or something.
What do we got? For just in the where we've been going the last couple weeks, let's do something patriotic. Bring our brethren together.
Tell Yusuf to bring over the patriotic spritzer that everyone needs right now after our... former president just went through tell him to bring over some patriotic stuff. Since the former president just got to be a convicted felon, I think the whole country is feeling very patriotic, and people are trying to express themselves in different ways. I'd like to see some red, white, and blue come together with some red, white, and blue. And you have just the thing. I need some more.
Yeah, we need some more, Ron.
Do we have them?
Laura was just telling me.
I have some, yeah.
The red, white, and blue patriotic?
I've got a few things hanging in my office that, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I've got some things here. I know I have 16s left. I don't know if I have any 24s.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. Let me see where the hell.
Oh, hey, this is even better. So
brought
over the new Paramount. Now, this one's not available yet, but just to show you that this will be in soon, and you can show your patriotism by getting some of the new Paramount spritzers. This
will one's be in by July?
And then you can actually flip it, and you can put it almost like a chandelier. We've showed this on one of the Kingdom Radio specials.
Yes.
Right? So we've got that. Again, anything with that patriotic, those patriotic colors, you know, whatever side of the aisle you are, whatever you believe in. I mean, everybody can be American
in America.
And celebrate in red, white, and blue. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot there. So I think today in spirit of the things and bringing all of our fellow Americans together.
Fellow Americans, I need you to listen to what I'm about to say. I'm going
Ron
to bring
Romney is officially running for president.
We have
Jesus, America. Yes, sir.
No, you can't do that.
No.
God help me.
There'll be no run for president. However, I do have a very patriotic sign in my yard. And the red, white, and blue. I mean, we're really talking about 4th of July. It's coming up. We're talking about regardless of what you believe, there's signs in people's yards.
Yeah.
People are making statements. The red, white, and blue. I think that's going to be the trend this year. I think you're going to see more people want red, white, and blue than ever before. Usually red and white's been very popular here in Texas.
Yeah.
Last year, for some reason, green was blue. The green was for some reason. It was just a popular
green,
color we couldn't keep in stock.
Red and pure white.
Pure white's
colors.
Always been a
green,
popular
red and pure
one.
White.
But I think pure white, red, and blue is going to be a popular combination this year. So the patriotic glitzer, do we have those?
Those are only for early order. Again, okay. Those are going to be custom. But why
patriotic
don't we today, yeah, let's do a 24-inch red, white, and blue spritzer.
Let's see it.
And I don't have one, actually.
Did you send Yusuf downstairs to get one?
Well, he pulled the Paramount. He got the Paramount.
No, I want to see.
I think I was clear.
Oh, you weren't? Yeah.
Yeah, but he could bring up one of those patriotic spritzers is what we originally talked about.
Let's see what they look like.
You might not have heard me, though.
Do I have a video of what that looks like?
Jen. Yeah, and Ron, do you have any of our...
we have red, white, blue.
Do you have any video of when we did the World War II Memorial Park here in Omaha? I don't know if I gave you...
Sure, tell me where it's at.
If not, I'll...
Is it on YouTube?
Next podcast we'll bring
it.
I don't believe
it on YouTube?
So. I don't believe so.
Let me
next podcast, we'll bring that up. But we do a tribute to the World War II Memorial Park in Omaha, Nebraska. And we decorate it beginning November 5th. And that runs through the season. And it's all red, white, and blue. So we have cherry blossoms in red, white, and blue.
Oh,
we have
fun.
Trees in red, white, and blue. Everything, it screams patriotic. A lot of people attend the event when they come out to, you know, just to get it kind of kickstarted. And next time I do want to show that, because I think that's a really cool thing that we do, but, you know, where everybody can kind of celebrate that and
see 100%.
Some of the different things we're creating with that red, white, and blue.
100. So anyway, so let's give out some stuff for these loyal listeners who have been just commenting and commenting and commenting and commenting, and with new gear, we can go red, white, and blue for the election. I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm talking about is the, you have a yard sign out in front of your yard that says whatever it says. You have a spritzer that has a yard stake on it. It's staked into the ground on both sides, and it has this red, white, and blue thing. It looks like a great patriotic statement that's next to your yard sign that does not have a light on it. This puts a light onto your yard sign that says whatever the statement that you're trying to make, red, white, and blue. That's what we're all about. We're all about America over here. And let's see what you got. I even got some cool stuff I'll show.
One of the things I want to mention, Ron, one of the things that we didn't even talk about is obviously everybody knows it's an election year. But the greatest thing, there's opportunity.
This is the Make Christmas Great Again hat.
That's love it.
ChristmasContractor.com.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Oh, you want to open that up for me? So here's one of the things that we were talking about, which is I think, you know, when we talk about event lighting and some, like Ron, Laura, you guys are specializing in Christmas lighting, but okay, there are products that we can, you know, put into a wedding. We can decorate with weddings with the warm whites and things like that. But one of the things that I want you guys to consider this year is, I think, an underserved area or where you have the potential to make some additional, you know, make some additional money is to go out and talk to these different election committees, people that have election headquarters. They are going to have a celebration at the end, whether they win or lose. There's a party that happens. Use the spritzers, use the, you know, red, white, and blue. If we still can get them in for you as pathways on those glitzers, decorate up headquarters, voting headquarters. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with that, with the red, white, and blue. And plus summer, I mean, you got Flag Day. We all obviously celebrated Memorial Day, but anywhere from the end of May into Labor Day, it's all red, white, and blue. So tons of different opportunities to get out, show your pride for America, and just use some of the different products that we have available here at Holodynamics and Kingdom Christmas. And well, right now is actually, he is shaping the 24
inch. Let me see it. Let me see the shaping.
Yes, shaping.
Spritzer by Holodynamics.
Yay.
And so we will be showing that here shortly. Usually takes about 5 seconds to shape. Yusuf is just taking a little extra time because he wants to make sure it looks beautiful for all of our listeners out there today. And Laura's got that. Oh, wow. We even have the video.
That's in our office.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, like something like that, spritzer, you know, for the friends of ours that have like podcasts and stuff, you can take those and you can actually turn them upside down and put them in a flower vase and have like flowers or, there's a lot of different uses for them, but having that patriotic spritzer, if you have a podcast or something and you're like, how come I can't get 8 million people to watch my podcast and monetize it? You know, you can get an affiliate link and sell some easy products like this, like the red, white, and blue spritzer or some of these patriotic products at the back of your podcast and your, and the things that you do. And that's how you can make some money. But let's go back to,
oh, see.
look, to take that back a little bit. Let me see what this thing is. Yeah, the camera's not doing it justice, but
it's,
this is a,
it's the window behind
this
you.
This is a, it's the window behind you, yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, this is a red, white, and blue spritzer. They come in 16 inches.
16, 24, and 32.
24 and 32 inches. So depending on how big, and you can shape them and address them to different orientations, but they come, you know, they fold up like a nice sleeve, but you can make them like this. They come with a nice hook hanger that you can use that or not use that, but you can just easily hang it somewhere, hang it in your house, hang it in your garage, turn it upside down, put it into a flower vase. It is an awesome product, and you are about to get one right now for free because this is the contest we're going to put out for this spritzer. And then
heavy
this
gauge
one is
wire.
20-inch.
Heavy gauge wire, so that's going to hold up to the elements. And then, Ron, the
and
other thing
long.
Is that reinforced too.
Yeah, it's like a 12 foot, isn't it?
This one right here is 24 inch.
I'm talking about the lead line.
Oh, yeah, 10 feet.
10 feet. So you can 10 feet of cord. Yeah. So this
and
right
Ron,
here.
And on our next podcast, too, our patriotic podcast, I'll bring some of the different things that we're using and just, you know, simple designs where we're incorporating red spritzers, white spritzers, blue spritzers, combo red, white, and blue spritzers, actually flipping up the light drops that are red, white, and blue to make them look like Roman candles. So you can create a lot of really cool things for the 4th of July, even at just very at pennies. I mean, where you can go out and really create some cool things and you're not going to break the bank with it.
All right. So let's go with the trivia question. And the first person who answers is heading your way, bro. It's heading in the mail your way, and you'll have it to show all your friends and sell some more. Sell some more. I know exactly where they come from. All right, what's the question there, Eric?
Oh, I'm going to get this. Laura, do you have your bank of questions?
Laura does.
Oh,
Laura.
My gosh, my bank of Christmas trivia.
Laura's got great.
Let's not get into a wreck with Laura asking questions.
You want Christmas trivia? Or it seems to be a lot of
let's
tactical,
do this, Laura.
Whatever. So I need to ask a gun
Laura,
question?
Could we do this? Could we do this just for fun?
A gun question, yeah.
Could we use the question that we used when I won the trivia contest?
No, because they already know the answer.
Who's they?
Oh, thanks to Eric, he already blurted out the answer.
Well, no, okay, we can do a different one.
I mean, I know I mean, you
that
like
wasn't the only question I got right.
No, I got a ton of questions. I mean,
that wasn't the only one I got right. Oh,
where's my
yeah.
It was Christmas. Yeah, the gaming man. I got to pull up the bottom.
Now, the other thing I want to mention, everybody sees that beautiful hat that Ron is wearing.
Oh, we already got eggnog. We already got the answer. So right now, this sounds like some cheating bullshit.
So, Ron, the hat that you're wearing.
Yes.
Right now, it's a beautiful hat, right? We are actually putting together. Scott's going to come over here in the view.
Oh, here. Scott's here. Hey, well, Scott, what's up, Scott?
Scotty Scott.
What's up?
Is that the glitzer sticker on your golf shirt?
Oh, wow. No, looks that's like a tattoo.
That's the new embroidery.
That's the new embroidery. All right. There you go. Holodynamics. This is Scott Hazy, the guy who sits in the office and pulls the levers for Holodynamics. Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Wow. What an introduction. Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys, the hats that both Scott and Ron are wearing, we actually, Scott has designed a new hat.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I'm giving you, for the Glitzer certification, that there's going to be something really cool in that sample and swag that people are going to want. And there you go. Put mine on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, where's your glasses? Where's your glasses? Okay.
All right. What do we got, Laura, for the trivia?
I'm pulling one up. I'm looking for it. I can find my questions from the trip. Yeah. So,
anybody here? You guys, we did bring some cookies in today from the Mick Cafe.
Oh, I have a great one.
Sponsor of the show today.
I have a great question, and we asked this to a live audience of about 50 people. And these people were like Christmas people.
I just found
and not
question.
One person knew the answer.
Oh, I know.
Oh, was it the reindeer question?
Yeah. All right. Here's the question. Right. Ready? The first person that answers this, no matter what platform it comes through, the first person that answers this is getting this free 4th of July or whatever, patriotic spritzer. It is Santa Claus doesn't just travel around in an Uber. He's old school. Like I was showing the 40 ounces that he's drinking. Santa Claus actually rides with some reindeer in front of them. The correct answer, how many reindeer does Santa have?
Seven.
I made them name all the reindeer.
Yeah, you have to. You
how
have
many?
To, how many? Reindeer. How many reindeer? How many reindeer does Santa have? I mean, you sit here and go through the song. You're like, oh, we have eight.
Nine.
Is the well, we have eight is the first answer. We have nine. We have eight. Are we singing the song and then we're counting them out on our fingers? What are we doing here?
Scott said seven. He wants to win back the spritzer.
Okay. Scott said seven. That was the first answer. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Connor, Dixon. But do you recall? the correct answer, I believe, is nine.
Jay was the first to say.
We have an answer of nine here. Nine, we also ten. Have an answer of 10. It's interesting. We have an answer of eight, and then we have an answer of nine and 10.
Yes, but you have to decide. Are we going to go with the original story where reindeer were mentioned without Rudolph with the traditional eight? Or
we have
the Rudolph
Dasher, Dancer, Donder. That's actually the correct spelling. Donder.
In
Donder.
Ron's world.
Because it's not Donner.
Correct,
it's actually Donder. That's the actual correct way of saying it. Donder, Vixen, Blitzen, Prancin, Comet.
There you go with this shit.
There's a new reindeer. Glitzer.
Glitzer.
Yeah. Yes, man. Yes, everybody got it wrong. Boom.
There's 11. And it's no longer Rudolph leading the pack.
I think the correct answer is nine with Rudolph, right?
We kicked Rudolph out.
Let's see. Grizzly Greg, he knew the correct spelling, the old traditional
he's
one.
Eating them all.
Yeah, so. Well, you be the choice. We have 16 responses here. They all go from I'll just put them out there really quick. We got eight
with Chet. All right, Jay.
Nine, eight, nine, ten.
Are
eight,
we keeping
10.
Glitzer in there? Yeah, does Glitzer count?
Does Glitzer count as a beer?
Glitzer's gonna count. It looks like 10 is gonna be the number.
Yeah, Grizzly Greg, 100. Yeah, he's out there in the he's in a different part of the country, I think. Yeah. Everyone is fighting over this patriotic spritzer, and they just want to show their friends and brag that they won this contest. So
winner,
who's the winner?
Winner.
Who's the winner?
Dinner.
Winner chicken dinner here.
Okay, Scott just gave me. Are you sure we can do that?
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay, consolation prize. So if we want to pick first and second
second.
Gets a candy cane.
And
not only a candy cane, but a signed candy cane from Scott and Eric.
Wow. Man,
those autographed candy canes, I'll tell you what, they are worth something.
Wow. Just when you thought there was not a second.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like,
can I pick the candy cane?
Oh, Joe Lanoue has spirit all over.
Scott's going to show you the new shirt that we're actually coming out with.
I see that shirt.
It's on a different hat.
All right, so who won? Who won, guys? Untactical was the
winner. I'm going to let Laura decide.
I mean, if Glitzer has to be in the name,
Glitzer doesn't have to be in there.
If Glitzer
is in there,
if you're talking about the tactical. First person that got the answer correct, it was this person right here at 420. That was Jay Cohn.
Good job, Jay.
Good job, Jay.
Now Scott's wearing our new oversized logo to make sure that people see it. What do you guys think? We're going oversized.
That you're gonna sell millions of those.
They're like, dude, why is your logo so big? Well, let me tell you.
Well, you know, when there's a crew of people, I want to find out which one of you guys is RGB certified. Oh, yeah, this guy clearly.
That's a thing.
For your truck, right?
Yes.
For the back of your truck.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
People used to say, you know, after COVID, you know, have you been what was the whole thing that, yeah, they actually, you know, have you gotten the shot? Our whole thing is we ask people now, have you been certified? That's kind of the,
yeah, of course. Yeah. Do you have your card?
And we won't talk to them, like Scott said. Unless they've been certified, we don't talk.
Unless they have the tattoo.
The tattoo. Show Ron your tattoo again, if you can bring that up. You guys, seriously, this will be something that will play into our contest for this summer.
People didn't believe that we did that, guys.
Yeah, look at that.
I still have it.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of very nicely.
Still has the,
don't worry about that flakiness.
It doesn't can it doesn't very well around the tattoo. All. So it's still really white around where the...
So if there's any way that I can buy one of these spritzers, I'd love to send them to 2A Talk and Tactical. I will get his information after this one. So I'll declare you as one on my tab over there. I have some of those here locally, since you're locally in the Houston area, so it won't be a big deal for me. And Jay obviously got the correct answer first.
There is
so many people that are answering a bunch of different things, but and a lot people of people
are
like,
texting me, Ron, and I'm like, I'm getting texted about it. And I'm like, why don't you just get on the podcast?
Get on the podcast.
So 2A, we definitely have 2A, we definitely have him. We're gonna get him a patriotic so he can show all of his friends, and he's here in the Houston area, so we're gonna do that. Mm-hmm. And if I can close with this, Lauren,
it's already over.
No, we got another hour and a half.
Yeah, if I can just say this at this moment, Laura and I are in the Christmas installation business, and having a supplier. Oh, he's in North Carolina. Okay,
we'll get your information. And we'll
then we'll have to send it through. No problem. No problem. We'll get your information.
Untactical.
I'm sorry. this is John. This is John. I say, okay, he's from North Carolina. Okay, anyway.
See, 2A and Impractical, I have to be on these things more so I know who's who, so I can keep him straight.
Yeah, 2A and Tactical, that's our buddy John he's a former police officer from North Carolina. We'll definitely have to get him one also. But when you're in the Christmas business, there's nothing more important. It's really the lifeline of your business is having a good supplier and someone you can count on. That's their focus on product innovation. They're focused on making sure they have what you need and all these kind of things. You're focused on getting customers. And then when you need something, they have what you need. It's a lifeline for our business, finding a good distributor and someone has quality products. That's why we use the Holodynamics company manufacturer to get our products. That's why I'm wearing the hat here proudly today. And Laura and I both agree, you guys are more than just a distributor relationship. It's actually like a family relationship. Our children refer to you guys as bunkles, business uncles and everything. So I really appreciate that relationship. Yeah, I'm glad that you trust us to promote your products for you. You know, and it's an honor to do it for you. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah,
and all the people too.
And same feelings for you guys as well, as you know. with this business, I mean, when you work together so much through the season, and even those that are watching today, the questions that people have, I mean, we're all in it to help one another.
Yeah.
The more that we can help each other and achieve, you know, the dreams that we all have. But when you work closely with people, they become family. And that's what we look to our friends and Ron and Laura and the kids. And I think with you guys, anybody in the Houston area, you got to come to the event here July 18th.
Yes.
I know there's going to be more info that's going to be coming out that Ron's going to be kind of putting out there and Laura, but try to make time for that. Start marking your calendar now, because not only the certifications, but just being able to meet one another and kind of, you know, get some of the tips and tricks and the little nuggets that you can pull from all of our experiences. Ron and Laura have been doing this for a very long time. They focus on a lot of commercial, residential. There's just a lot of information we're going to be able to share with everybody that shows up. So make sure you mark those calendars, because it is going to be fun. And just some of the things that Ron and Laura have been sharing with me of what they're going to set up down there, it sounds like it's going to be really fun. So
yeah, I know. The one thing we definitely have confirmed is the Woodlands Resort. It's in the Woodlands. It's one of the number one place for Christmas lights in the Houston, Texas area. We definitely have this booked. For sure, for Friday in the morning. We have a couple other cool places that I'll share with you later. We're just confirming there's a lot of breweries and other places that are still communicating with us saying, no, pick me. But this is one of the places that we do already have booked, and this is the Woodlands Resort in the Woodlands in the Houston, Texas area. So we have that booked for the show. So that'll be one place that you can see the trees and all the other kind of products and things like that. This July 18, 19, and 20.
Mm-hmm.
So bring your bathing suit. You never know. Yeah. We might be out on the boat.
Yeah.
Lake Conroe.
And your sunblock.
Doing some fun stuff.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It'll be hot.
Yeah. It's hot.
100%. Yeah. You're like, I thought it's supposed to be working. It's more like a vacation hanging out with them. Yeah.
And I think, Ron, you and Laura did the video for the Woodlands, didn't you there? That was a really good video you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, we were asking a lot of places and showing them videos that we have done. Yeah, showing them videos that we have done. And then most of the places where I'm like, hey, can we come to your bar and can we come to your place and maybe we can do this and this. And then a lot of them are asking, how much does it cost for you to come to our place? And I'm like, oh, I thought we'd have to pay you. How much does it cost? Of course. What am I talking about? We'll do it for free. A little food voucher. Right?
But Ron, you forgot. You forgot that now we've become influencers. So people are expecting to pay.
I know. I forgot. But anyway, that's all I got, buddy. I know it's the 5 o'clock whistle over there on the.
It's 4:30.
It's 4:30.
That's okay. So tonight. We'll be out doing some shots of pathways that I'll be sending over to Ron and Laura, and we're going to be collectively putting together some videos that we're going to be able to share with everybody just to help you move those glitzers to your customers and really start showing them some different items. So we're really excited about that.
And I just need to confirm. Are you against gay bikers or bars?
There's a whole conversation going on.
Okay, on that note, that's probably a good ending point.
There's a whole conversation prior to this up in here that
Don't worry,
it's not you.
I'm trying to see who won the actual. I'm trying to see who actually
won
the contest.
Don't flash any more content.
I'll look through, but
no regret.
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets. Are you sure? Yeah.
We're gonna replay this again and make sure that everyone gets a chance to see it. I do appreciate all the guys that in season when it's Christmas season, that's when you'll care about it. I'm gonna be busy doing stuff. That's why we make this content out of season so you can see it in season. For everyone that came in and were giving us comments and following along with us and following our friend, if you've never met him before, Eric Turkelson and Scott Hazy from Holodynamics. They're great people. They make great products and they're going to change the Christmas industry this year. I believe in this 100%. That's why our company is going to be putting this in the Houston, Texas area, and you're going to see it all over the country. If you're a homeowner and you're listening to this, make sure you ask your contractor. I seen something that said glitzer. Can you please install the glitzers? So definitely if you're a homeowner, ask your contractor who's installing your house that you want the glitzer on your home, and then they will figure out from there where to get it from. And that's it, man.
Sweet.
Awesome. Well, everybody have a great weekend, And we'll talk.
And I gotta show you this little.
God, it's Friday.
It is Friday. It is Friday, and we've been making a bunch of stuff. Check out this little commercial ranch. And so we have a bunch of commercials like that we're making. This is just another example of when you're busy and you're getting to the next level, you're setting all the dominoes like that you're going to use in season, but setting the dominoes up. But when you're looking in July, one of the best times, if you know what you're talking about, one of the best times in the last minute that you can buy commercial grade materials for the best prices is going to be right in July, Christmas in July, because after that you're getting close to end season, and it's going to be like end season pricing. So this is going to be your last opportunity, and we'll get a chance to meet Eric Turkelson live in Houston, Texas, and we're going to go down through it. So I appreciate everybody, and definitely we'll see you maybe next Friday, we think. Earth,
let's do it.
And on America.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely patriotic. That's my homeboy, Eric. And by the way, real quick, before we get you off the phone, I'm going to show a little video, and then I want to ask you a couple questions, because I know that there was a bad tornado in the Omaha, Nebraska area. It was devastating. There was a lot of affected people. Let me play this really quick, and I'd like for you to kind of give us an update on that. Give me one second. Yeah. So we talked about this like the day after, and unfortunately one person that does or is employed with Holiday Dynamics, he actually lost his house completely, and they had it on the news. It wasn't a very happy conversation. It was a very sad conversation, and to know that you have people that are closely that work with you, their family members to you, business family that were affected. What's the news? What's the update on that before we get you off here?
So yeah, just like Greg and his family are just trying to put all the pieces together. I think the biggest thing when you lose your home, it's not so much the house, that's replaceable, but it's all the contents in there.
Yeah.
All the memories and everything that they've got several children, and through that you collect those memories, and whether that be paintings, drawings, mementos, that's the stuff that's really difficult. So they're obviously moving forward. I think they're both the insurance company, they've been helpful in getting things moving along pretty well. They will rebuild in the same area as I think most people that have lost their homes in the Nebraska area. We had one just 2 weeks after that. We had another crazy storm that brought a lot of hail. So a lot of damaging wind and hail. Wow. So a lot of cars, roofs, things like that. There's probably, I was telling Scott the other day that just in my neighborhood alone, I think there's like 192 signs. Cause my daughter and I, we're starting going around looking at like, oh my God, there's another sign. There's another sign. There's another sign. And just all these guys coming in from kind of everywhere. But I know that also Oklahoma, Iowa, Texas just experienced some bad weather. We've had some friends of ours in the Christmas industry. That
North Carolina.
Similar issues. So it's really, really just a crazy year for storms across the United States. So if you have been impacted by it, our thoughts and prayers go out to each and every one of you, because I know it's not easy. It's just it's horrible.
I remember when it first happened, though. The one of the reasons why I wanted to point this out, besides to get an update on what's going on, is as I was talking to Eric, as a company, Holiday Dynamics, they're like, any way that we can help out with the community, we're not just about selling Christmas lights and stuff or holiday lighting. We are, if we can just donate water, if we can offer our building as a facility to, maybe help distribute food or any way that we can help, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but I'm willing to help. And we want to kind of jump out there and help out in any way. It's companies like that you want to help them grow, because, you know, God gives seed to the sower. So if you, if someone's sitting there sowing into the community, that's the people that you want to do business with. So that's another reason why it kind of reinforced our decision to do more business with Holiday Dynamics, the kind of people you guys are.
No, we appreciate it. And I know some of your area got hit. I know you guys were fortunate not to experience some of that, but I know parts of Houston were impacted with flooding and
crazy.
Well, I mean, we had some of that here where just, I mean, some of the streets you'd never even believe could be underwater were underwater, and you're seeing these cars go by and all you can see is kind of the, like the half of the windows and roof, and you're like, where's that at? What's going on here? But the rains came so hard, and last night we had them again, and it was just the amount of rain. I don't think in my whole entire life that I've been in Nebraska that I've seen the rain come down that hard as I saw it yesterday afternoon. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we had that here. They said that the flooding that we had a couple weeks ago was as bad as, went as high as it did when Harvey hit us. So it's been really nuts.
Yeah. Well,
it's scary.
Jason, hurricane season tomorrow.
Well, and you know, it's still early in the year. It's still early in the season for this type of weather.
So, and Florida hurricane season starts tomorrow. Yeah. So,
like, could it get anywhere?
Well, it is. Yeah, and Ron, you guys mentioned it too. It's like we have so many friends, as you guys, just throughout the United States in all these different areas that get, you know, the flooding, the hurricanes. And it seems like constantly anymore that I'm just checking in on people. Are you okay? You know, did, you know, were you close to that storm? Is there something that you need? Whatever. And it seems to be more and more of that. And especially this year, this has just been a, crazy year for the storms, and I know with snow even this year was crazy on that side as well. So hopefully that kind of settles down a little bit. We can start focusing more on getting ready for the season, and you know, but through rain, shine, storms, hail, flooding, we keep on and we keep pushing through to the Christmas season, because we know that a lot of people's livelihoods depend on it. I mean, we have to be there for our wholesalers and for our distributors. And so if there's things that you guys need from a training perspective, Ron and Laura been doing this forever, ourselves as well. Open invitation, always reach out and just, you know, whether that be through this, through the podcast or through Facebook. If you haven't friended Laura, myself, Ron, Scott, the rest of the team, always love to take in more friends, and you can message us at any time. So yeah, we're always available to help.
Yeah. If you need to get certified.
Yeah. Get certified. Get through Ron and Laura, or go to sales at Holiday.
Come on. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Get certified. Cool. We did put on there the first 25. I think Scott extended that to, because we already had 25 within the first day. I think we moved it to
the 50. First 25. What? Certifications?
Yeah. First 25 certifications. We're going to get the true, like, jumbo prize pack. Which was going to create some additional goodies in there. So we did get that first 25. We opened
it
up
first day.
Yeah, just got nine. I got nine between Tuesday, because we were off Monday. Nine more between Tuesday and Wednesday. And then yesterday, last night, after we did the video, got a lot more people and interested in getting certified. So if you want to get certified, you want to get some swag, and you want to learn some things and get some samples, and you want to just talk to Ron and Laura and I, myself, and the rest of the team here, then let's get you certified.
Yeah.
There you go.
And if you live around the country and you want something to sell and you want to be able to make some money selling some Christmas lights, I know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy that would love to sell some Christmas lights. Yeah. And we are definitely open to discussions to talk about that.
Yep.
Absolutely. 100. But absolutely. I'll leave you with this, man. I appreciate you. I'm going to end it with a little 50 cent that we did on the day we did the Photoshop. But man, I appreciate you, Eric, and have a great weekend.
Have
my friend
weekend.
And
see you guys. Have you a great soon. Weekend.
I'm going out of my head. It feels like I'm going crazy. Nothing can save me. I'm going close to the edge. I can't stop staring out my window. Stop putting my pistol. I'm going out of my head.
I'm exhausted. Last night I lost it, let the homies get loose. I'm sure I'ma get the lawsuit, Nana call.